Now, having considered the Bodhisattva ideal, it's time now to explore the cosmic significance of the Bodhisattva ideal. And this is the second main section into which our subject for tonight falls. First of all, what does one mean by cosmic? One speaks of cosmic significance. But what is cosmic? Cosmic is universal, pertaining to the cosmos or the universe as a whole, not just to one part of it, not just to one portion of it. Cosmic means not limited to any one period of history, not even limited to this earth. Therefore we find that the Bodhisattva ideal, according to the Mahayana sources, the Mahayana sutras, is unlimited in time and unlimited in space. We've seen that the Bodhisattva, in the course of his spiritual career, practices six perfections, practices six transcendental virtues: giving or generosity, uprightness, patience, vigor, meditation, and wisdom. And practicing these six, he passes through 10 stages of spiritual progress, 10 stages of spiritual advancement. In the first of these 10 stages, the bodhicitta, the will to enlightenment, arises, manifests in or through him. In the 8th stage, the bodhisattva becomes irreversible. That is to say, he cannot fall back from the attainment of supreme enlightenment. There's no danger of him ever regressing to the comparatively lower ideal of enlightenment for himself alone. And then in the 10th stage, the 10th and last stage, the bodhisattva attains supreme enlightenment itself, supreme Buddhahood itself, for the sake of all sentient beings. Now all this, the practice of the six perfections, the practice of the six transcendental virtues, the arising of the bodhicitta, attainment of irreversibility, attainment of supreme enlightenment, supreme Buddhahood, passage through all 10 bhumis, all 10 stages of spiritual progress, all this takes an immensely long period of time. And according to the tradition, the period of time, the length of time that it takes, is absolutely unthinkable, is absolutely awe-inspiring. We're told that it takes not less than 3 kalpas, or 3 eons. And a kalpa, an eon, is a period of millions of years. There's no precise figure given, but it's very, very lengthy indeed. And during this period, the bodhisattva, practicing the perfections, passing through the stages of spiritual progress, passes also through many different births, many different lives, in many different spheres, many different worlds, many different planes. But all the time he holds fast, as though to a golden thread, holds fast to the will to enlightenment. We've also seen that the bodhisattva dedicates himself to the attainment of enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. And this expression, all sentient beings, reverberates again and again through the entire Mahayana Sutra. It's taken up like a great chorus, we may say, in all the Mahayana Sutras, for the sake of all sentient beings. And this expression is meant quite literally. By all sentient beings, one means not just beings living on this earth, on this particular plane of conditioned existence. By all sentient beings, one means the beings of all worlds, all planes, all spheres, whatsoever. We find the same sort of thing in a way in our practice of the development of universal loving kindness, metta bhavana, or as I sometimes prefer to call it, the positive emotional attitude. And this, incidentally, is often practiced to help induce the arising of the will to enlightenment. Those of you who've done it will recollect that one starts by practicing, first of all, or developing, first of all, love towards oneself, then towards a near and dear friend, then towards a neutral person, then an enemy, and then the love, then the metta goes out in ever-widening circles, first of all to all the people in the room where you're practicing, all the people in the locality, in the city, the country, all the continents one by one, then the beings of the whole earth, all human beings, animals, and so on, and then finally, all living beings whatsoever in all the directions of space. In other words, not just the beings of this earth, but beings inhabiting other planets, other worlds, even, we may say, other galactic systems. It goes as far, as wide, as universally as this. And we may say that this expression, all sentient beings, occurring so often in the context not only of the Bodhisattva ideal, but of the Mahayana generally, this expression, all sentient beings, as well as the loving kindness practice itself, makes clear three things, and these three things are related, are highly relevant to the cosmic significance of the Bodhisattva ideal.